We are holding on Daf Hey Amud Aleph. We are still going through the sugya of the machlokas between Rabbah and Rava. Machlokas Rabbah and Rava. Why is it that the Mishnah requires that when you bring a get mi Medina Sayam, it's necessary to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam? Rabbah said the reason it's necessary to say b'fanei nechtam is because we do not trust the people of Medina Sayam to be b'ki and l'shma, to know how to write a get l'shma, and therefore we require the shaliach to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Rava, on the other hand, says that we do not trust that the get was written, we do not trust that the husband is not going to come and make a claim against this get, that someone's going to call this get into question sometime in the future, and therefore we need a kiyum hashtar. We need to certify that this get is valid, and we're never going to be able to find Edim who recognize the signatures of the Edim on this get. It's what's called Ein Mitsuyin Lekaimo. We're not going to find people to be Mekayim the Shtar. So that's why when the Shaliach says, B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtam, that is a makeshift Kiyum Ashtar. That is that counts like a Kiyum Ashtar. We had an enormous Chiddush on the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Beis, I think it was. What was the enormous Chiddush on the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Beis? The what? That Rabba is slay the Rava. Rabba really agrees to the issue of Ein Mitzuyin L'Kaimo. He just adds that you have an additional issue of not having Biki and L'Shma. But Rabba agrees that Rava's concern is a legitimate, a valid concern. Okay, so picking up from Daf Hei Amud Aleph, in the middle of the page is where we left off, Tashma. Last one line is Deba'a, about 20 lines down in the page. Tashma, Deba'i Minei Shmuel Mei Rav Huna. So this is Raya number 7, I think, that we're up to. So Shmuel asks from Rav Huna the following. Shnayim Sheivi Yuget Mi Medina Siyam, Tzrichin Sheyomru B'faneinu Nechtam, B'faneinu Nechtam, O'ein Tzrichin. What if you have two people bring a get Mi Medina Siyam? You don't have one person, two shluchim to bring the get together. Do they need to say B'faneinu Nechtam, B'faneinu Nechtam, or do they not? What do you need two shluchim? Why didn't they just send one shliach? Kasha L'maisa, why every time a kid needs to go make photocopies in the office, needs to bring a friend with him to go out of class? I don't know. Yes, Kakasha. Okay, but they had two shluchim. They had two shluchim to go and bring this get. So now that you have two shluchim, do they need to say b'faneinu nechtav u'b'faneinu nechtav, or do they not need to say it anymore? Amar lei. So Rav Huna answered to Shmuel, ein tzrichin, not necessary. They don't have to say anything. Because after all, if they were to say that they saw the divorce happen, they'd be believed. So to come and bring the get is also good enough. They're believed. You don't need to say, says the Gemara, L'Rava Nicha. If your only concern is Ein Mitzuyin L'Kaimo, so then it's good. You have two Edim, so that's every bit as good as a Kiyum. They themselves are two Edim, so then it's fine. You have a Mitzuyin L'Kaimo, you have two people here. But l'rabba kasha. But if you hold that the problem is in b'kiyum l'shma, how does it help that you have two edim coming and bringing the get without certifying and verifying that it was done l'shma? So that is a raya to the shita of Rava against Rabba. Answers the Gemara, hachav mayaskina la'achar shalamdu. Now maybe this is talking about the point in history after the batei, we did that whole educational seminar for all the batei din in Medina Sayam, and we taught them that, listen boys, you need to write git and lishma. You also shouldn't have relatives on your beis din, but you need to write git and lishma. We did the whole seminar where we taught them you need to write git and lishma, so they were ready biki and lishma. So the only concern left was mitzuyin and l'kaimo, and therefore went to aid and bring it. It was good. Yeah, thank you.
Can they bring a proof from what Rav Huna held? Like, how's
that
a proof against?
Good. So at least this was a Maisa Rav. It was a proof that that's how we paskind, at least. That was the Psak of the Basin. Meaning, is this as strong a proof as a Tana, a Mishnah? Of course not. Right? Because you could say, whoever, Rava, either one could say, I disagree. Rava could say, I disagree with Rav Huna. It's fine. But but a Maisa Rav always carries a little more weight to it. Yeah, Mayor.
Also, why would... Rabba's opinion even matter now that there was an institution? Like, why are we even discussing Raya's once there is an institution? His reasoning is done. It's finished.
Meaning, once they know about Lashma. So let's see. So that's the next couple of lines. So says the Gemara, Ihachi Chad Nami. Wait a second. Once we're not worried about Kiyum, and we're not worried about Lashma, and we're only worried about Mitzuyin L'Kaimo, So then even one guy would be good enough. I mean, if they already know about writing Git in Lashma, Chad Nami, if you look at Rashi, Ihachi Delamdu, if the Bati Dinim already learned about it, Chad Nami Kimaisile, Chad Nami Lo Litzruchua. Even if one aide brings the get, he shouldn't need to say Befarne Nechtam, because if your only concern is a concern of Lishma, Rabba's concern, your only concern is a concern of Lishma, then you should have nothing to worry about even when one guy brings the get. So says Gemara, no, Gzeira Shemiyachsa Dover Lekulkulo. No, we're afraid that things are going to go back to the way they were. And therefore, we still require saying B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. So, Frakli Gemara, Iyachi Beitre Nami. Well, if we're afraid things are going to go back to the way they were, and that's why we still require B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam, then even when two people bring the get, we should still require it. Why did Rav Huna say, if two people bring the get, then you're good, it's fine? Says Gemara, Beitre de Maisugita, Milsa de lo Shchicha. This is not the first time we had this. Milsa de lo Shchicha, lo Gazer bar Rabbanan. Really, you shouldn't need to say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. Why do we require it? A Gzeira! Lest things go back to the way they were, lest everyone become ignorant again. A gzeira. When did the Rabbanim make gzeiros? Only on a milsa de shchicha, not on a milsa de lo shchicha. And it's very uncommon, it's a milsa de lo shchicha, to have two shluchim bring a get together. Frekt the Gemara, oh yeah? We're not going to make this gzeira on a milsa de lo shchicha. Vaha isha de lo shchicha. It's not common for a woman to be the shliach of the get. Utnan, and yet the Mishnah says he isha atzma mevia get ubuvad shei atzma tzrich lomar b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. But a woman, when she brings a get, does have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Why does she need to say it? It's a milsa de lo shchicha. The batei din are already educated. She shouldn't need to say anything. Says Gemara shlo tachlok b'shlichus. Now we don't want to start distinguishing between who the shluchim are. How many shluchim, that we can make distinctions. But in terms of distinguishing between a male shliach, a female shliach, we'd rather not make distinctions. We'd rather just do the same thing all across. Says the Gemara, Ihachi Bal Nami, if that's the case, then the husband also should have to say, B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. Lo tachlok b'shlichus, right? Alom atanya, hu atmi shevi gito, eino tzorech lomar B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. Why then do we learn that when he himself brings a get, he does not have to say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam? Question mark. We're about five lines before the lines get wide toward the bottom. We do not have to say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. Answers the Gemara. Time of my Yomer Rabban and Tzarek Lomer B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. Dilma Asi Bal Ma'arer U'Pasalei. Why do you need to say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam anyway? Why do we need Kiyum? What's the point of Kiyum? What are we worried about? Worried about the husband's going to come complaining that I never got divorced, that I never, this was a hoax, I never really meant to get divorced, this never happened, he's going to come kvetching about it. So, hashta minkat nakat lebiyade viruri kamarale. He's the one bringing the get. It's unlikely that he's going to come complaining that he never got divorced and that this whole thing was a lie and a sham. He brought the get. It was before reality TV when people got married and divorced just for fun. You know, this wasn't a joke. This was if he brought the get, it was for real. So anyone got the reference? No, he's so frum. Okay, so the
what's the reference to?
Nothing. A basketball player, is he? Come on, it's basketball. Okay, so the where was I? So therefore, it's unlikely that anyone is ever going to come be ma'arer if the husband himself is bringing the get. That's why the husband doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. You're not going to get that next year with Rabbi Willick. I guarantee you that. Okay, raya number eight, Tashma. Raya number eight. We are two lines from the before the lines get wide. Tashma, maybe get me Medina Siyam Benasilav. A guy brings a get from Medina Siyam and he gives it to her. Velo Amrla B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. And he just never bothers telling her, never bothers telling the Beis Din, B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. Im Niskayim B'chosm of Kosher, V'im Lav Pasal Havi. So if we could be Mekayim the get, we could have two witnesses come and say, yes, I recognize that aide's signature and I recognize that aide's signature. Great! We're good to go! We have no other issues. Who's this going to be a raya against? Rabba said we have another issue. What's our other issue? Lishma. So it says, if it's Miskayim Bechosmav, good. V'im Lavi, can't be Miskayim Bechosmav, then no good. Then Pasal Avi. Lohutzuch Lomer, B'fani Nechlem, Nahach Mir Alel, El Lahak Alel. Because after all, says the Braisa, the whole statement of B'fani Nechlem is not to make her life more difficult, it's to make her life easier. What do we mean to make her life easier? That she shouldn't have to do a real Kiyum Ashtar. We let her get away with just a Shaliach saying, B'fani Nechlem, and that counts like a Kiyum Ashtar. A real Kiyum Ashtar is much more difficult. Why is it more difficult to do a real Kiyum Ashtar? You got to find Eidim, who recognize the signatures. We're going to let the Shliach just say, B'fani Nechlem, and that will count like the Kiyum Ashtar, an unbelievable Kula. So, if you have a real Kiyum Ashtar, we're not going to require B'fani Nechlem. The whole B'fani Nechlem is just to make your life easier, not to make it more difficult. L'Rava Nicha L'Rava Kasha. This works great according to Rava, who says that the point of B'fani Nechlem was to make her life easier and to do a Kiyum Ashtar, to be Mekayim the Shtar. But according to Rava, it's very difficult. What about the Lishma concern? Answers the Gemara predictably by this point. Hacha b'mayaskinan la'achar shalamdu. We're talking over here in a case where it's after they already learned what? What did they learn? Who learned what? The Beis Din in Medina Sayyam learned already to do it Lishma. But wait a second, that shouldn't be good enough, because didn't after all we say that we still made a gzeira that maybe even though the Beis Din learned it, they may forget it, things may go back to the way they were, and we're going to be in trouble again. So why aren't we concerned about that? Answers the Gemara, kishenises. We're talking about a case where she's already married based on this get, and because of a gzeira shemiyachzer davar lekulkulo, we're not going to make her marriage invalid and make her go through a new Kiyum Ashtar. We're not going to make her go through B'fani Nechtam with a new get. We're not going to require that because she's already married. This is a significant B'di'evet. If she has children from this marriage and we make her get divorced, what are people going to say about those children? That they're Mamzerim, right? We're going to assume that people are going to assume her original get was totally invalid and the kids are Mamzerim. That is a big deal. We don't do that easily. So if she's already married, that's why we don't require B'fani Nechtam. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, No, the Bryce explained why we don't need to say B'fani Nechtam. The Bryce said, you don't need to say it because it's there to make her life easier, not to make her life difficult, and you're already Mekayim the Shtar. But the real reason you don't need to say it, according to Rabba, where you should have said it to verify the Lishma, and even though they know Lishma, you should have said it, Shemiyachzadavar Lekulkulo, the real reason you don't have to say it is, she's already remarried. It has nothing to do with we're making her life easier. It's because she's already remarried. It's not about we only did this lahakal aleha. So the Brisa should have said that. Sahachi kamer. Now this is what the Brisa really meant to say. Two lines from the bottom. V'chi teima lahachmir Allah. V'lafka havi lohutzuchulam. Fani nechtam lahachmir lahakal aleha. Lest you say, well, let's be machmir on this woman and make her get divorced from her new husband. No, that's where we remind ourselves that the whole point of B'fani Nechlem is to make her life easier, not to make her life more difficult, and therefore we're not going to make such a big deal. Time am I? What's the reason why we're so strict about why we want to be mekayim nishtar? Dilma asi bal ma'arer u'pasale. We're afraid that the husband's going to be ma'arer and he's going to pasal the get. Hashta bal loka ma'arer anam nekum v'na'arer Allah. So what are we going to do? We're going to make this woman get divorced for what reason? The husband never said anything. So we're going to make the husband never say anything. We're going to make the error. The husband never made the error that there was a problem with this get. Why should we make the error? Just leave it be. She's already remarried. Let it all stay the way it is. Good. That period. That is the end of Raya number 8. That is the final Raya. What the Gemara now does, one last point on Lishma and Mitzuyin Lekaimo, the Gemara suggests that there are other Amorayim that already disagreed about Lishma and the Mitzuyin Lekaimo. It's not only a Machlokas, Rabba and Rava. Three lines from the top. Biplukta, the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This matches up with the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Who was an earlier Amora? Rabbi Yochanan or Rabba? Anyone know the generational? Rabbi Yochanan was an earlier Amora. How do you know?
Guess,
okay. Who did Rabbi Yochanan typically argue with all the time? Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, good, very good. Who else? What? You have a lot of Rav Rabbi Yochanan also. And Rav is Tanu Upalik because they were on that borderline generation. So Rabbi Yochanan was in that borderline generation, although we never consider him a Tana. But we never consider Shmuel a Tana either. Rav Tanu Upalik just means Rav had the chutzpah to say, I'm going to argue on Tanaim sometimes. Not everyone else in that generation did, but it was like, you know, it was a borderline kind of case. Okay, so anyway, so the Gemara says, "Bepluktas Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shur ben Levi." This machlokas, Rabba and Rava, is the same machlokas that we have between Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Chad amr lefi shein b'kin l'shma, v'chad amr lefi shein eid mitzuyin l'kaimo. One of them said it's about l'shma, the other one said it's about eid mitzuyin l'kaimo. Unlike the machlokas Rabba and Rava, where we were clearly able to attribute who said what, over here we know who the bali plukta are, but it does not tell us yet who said what. We know that it's Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi. One of them said Lishma, one of them said Ein Eid Mitzuyin L'Kaimo. Says the Gemara, Tistayim de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi hu da amar lefi shein b'kiyum Lishma. It is most likely that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one who is all about the Lishma, who is concerned about the Lishma issue. Why? To Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, I see Gita l'kame de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Shimon bar Abba brought a get in front of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's Beis Din. So when he brought this get in front of Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi's Beis Din, he asked the Av Beis Din, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, do I need to say b'fanei nechtam or not? Amar lei, lo tzrichas, unnecessary. Why not? Lo amru ela b'doros harishonim shem b'kiyin l'shma. Av b'doros hachronim b'kiyin l'shma lo tzitayim. Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi told him explicitly, the only reason we ever needed b'fanei nechtam is because of l'shma. Nowadays, the batei din in Medina Siam or b'kiyin l'shma, we no longer require it. So very clearly, that Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi holds that it's an issue of l'shma, which leaves Rabbi Yochanan to hold.
It's about
mitzvah l'kaimo, exactly. So says Gemara, v'tizbara. Do you think that's so? V'harabba islei derava. But even Rabbah agreed that Mitzuyin L'Kaimo is a problem. See, even the Lishma guy holds that Mitzuyin L'Kaimo is an issue. So what's Rabbi Shmuel Levi talking about? Rabbi Shmuel Levi says, don't worry about it. Lishma is taken care of. What about Mitzuyin L'Kaimo? Did you take care of Mitzuyin L'Kaimo? Va'od, harmini shem yachzu davar l'kulkulo. Furthermore, even from the Lishma standpoint, didn't we say before that we still require b'fanei nechtam, even after the Batei Din and Medina Siam know what they're doing? Because we're worried that they're going to go back to the old habits and not do it lishma. So even from a lishma standpoint, we should require the statement of b'fanei nechtam. So says the Gemara, we quoted the story wrong. It wasn't that one aid brought a get. Ela Rabbi Shimon bar Abba in the Shachrina have a bad day. There were two shluchim. It was the two guys going to the office to make the photocopies. But he had another guy with him. Why didn't the other guy make it into the story? Because Rabbi Shimon bar Abba was a very important man. So the other guy was like, insignificant compared to Rabbi Shimon bar Abba. So for the cover of Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, we say, oh, Rabbi Shimon bar Abba's in town. What do you mean Rabbi Shimon bar Abba's in town? His wagon driver's in town too. Yeah, but we're interested in Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, right? When the president comes to town, you don't say, the Secret Service is here, or you know, whatever it is. The president's in town, it's the president. So you look at the more chashuv person, he's the one that gets recorded. So that's why, one second, that's why there are two people, since there were two people there, that's why it wasn't necessary to say b'fanei nechtam. And now we can no longer say that we know Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi is the one who says that it's about Lishma. Because even if you hold that it's about Mitzuyin L'Kaimo, you don't have to say b'fanei nechtam when there are two people there. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, so we're back to not knowing who says what now. Good? Period. Actually, two dots. Itmar. New issue. B'fnei kama nosnala. How many people do you have to give the get in front of? Let's call that the subject of this Amud, of Hamad Beis. Right? How many people are need to be on the Beis Din? Right? How many people do you need to give the get in front of? So says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. B'fnei kama nosnala. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina. Again, a machlokas without attributing who says what. Chad omer b'fnei shnayim, v'chad omer b'fnei shlosha. One says you only need to give it in front of two judges. The other says you need to give it in front of three judges. Tistayim Rabbi Yochanan hu da'amar b'fnei shnayim. It's most logical that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says you only need to give it in front of two judges. De Ravin bar Rav Chista, Aisi Gita lekamei de Rabbi Yochanan, because Ravin bar Rav Chista once brought a get in front of Rabbi Yochanan, va'amar lei zil havla ba'api trei, and he said, okay, now go give the get in front of trei, in front of two people. Ve'emelhu b'farin nechlam, and make sure you say the magic words b'farin nechlam, b'farin nechlam. So at this time, so that's pretty clear, right? You can't get a better raya than that. If Rabbi Yochanan told him, give it in front of two people, that's a raya. Rabbi Yochanan holds, give it in front of two people. Says the Gemara, but what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas? What are they arguing about? Whether you need to give it in front of two, you need to give it in front of three. What's this Machlokas about? So Lema Bahaka Mithlgi. Maybe the Machlokas is about the following. The Mandi, Amr Bifnei Shnayim, the one that says you have to give it in front of two people, Kasavar Lefisha Ein Biki in Lashma, holds that the issue is about Lashma. And therefore, you give it in front of two people. Now we have edus that it was lishma, so we're good enough. You don't need a ma'isa beis din over here. You have edus that it was lishma, so you give it in front of two people. And the one that says you have to give it in front of three people says, no, we need to do a kiyum shtar here. Kiyum shtar needs to be done dafka by beis din. So that's the machlokas. That's suggestion number one of what this machlokas is about. So says the Gemara, "V'tizbara." Do you think that's really so? Hamid Rabbi Shuvan Levi Amar Lefishein Bekin Lishma. If Rabbi Yeshuvan Levi is the one that says that he's worried about Lishma, Rabbi Yochanan, even though we said in the end we have no hechrich to say that, but if we even thought that we could say that Rabbi Shuvan Levi is the one that holds Ein Bekin Lishma, that means we thought it's a feasible possibility that Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lefishein Edim Mitzvim Lekaima. That Rabbi Yochanan is the guy that holds it the Mitzvah in the Kaima. V'hacha heichi kamar Rabbi Yochanan b'fnei shnayim. But who's the one that said to do it in front of two people? Rabbi Yochanan, the same guy. There aren't two Rabbi Yochanans, it's one Rabbi Yochanan. So if you're going to tell me that the only reason to say you're allowed to do it in front of two people is because your entire concern is a concern of lishma, how could the same Rabbi Yochanan who said do it in front of two people be the guy that holds that it's an issue of Ein Mitzvah in the Kaima? So it can't be that that's really the Nekudas HaMachlokas. Yeah, Mayor?
So how could you suggest that you need a Beis Din of two people and it's the whole purpose of Beis Din is to just say it's Lishma? Isn't it always? The purpose of the Beis Din is always Staros.
So the Lishma, right, the way the Gemara seems to be understanding at this point is that the Lishma is not functioning as a Beis Din. They're functioning almost like an edus or like a certification of edim that the shliach had verified that it was done lishma.
Our purpose so far was when the shliach comes to Beis Din, it's going on him. He's saying if it's lishma.
Oh, so we're just defining what Beis Din means. Does Beis Din mean Beis Din midin Beis Din or Beis Din midin edim? Okay. Yeah.
Everybody holds you have the problem of mitzuyah and mekaymo, right? So. And we just said that if it's a problem between the kaimo, then you need three. So wouldn't that mean everyone holds three?
Oh, good. So we're going back to good. It's also a good point. And that's the Gemara's next question. Va'od harabba islay derava. Second problem is, how could anyone say two if the whole point of saying two is that it's only a lishma issue? Everyone holds of the mitzvah and the kaimo issue. Rabba agreed to Rava. We all hold the mitzvah and the kaimo. What?
I feel like this when you have someone a shliach saying that it's a shema, it takes care of the second problem. Meaning, if it was written a shema, it means that it's also mekayim.
No, why not? They're different issues. They're different issues. Written a get that's written the shema doesn't necessarily mean that the edim were kosher edim that signed it. So it's a different issue. So says the Gemara, Ella, rather suggestion number two about what is this machlokas about? What do I mean by this machlokas? Which machlokas? No, which machlokas? Machlokas of two or three judges, right? So says the Gemara, Ella, they're arguing about the following inside everybody. Ella de kule alma ba'inon edim mitzuyin l'kaimo. Everyone holds you need edim mitzuyin l'kaimo. V'hacha b'shliach nasa eid ve'eid nasa dayin kamiflgi. They're arguing whether, just like a shliach to bring the get can become one of the edim on the get, can he also become one of the dayanim? If the shliach himself can count as one of the dayanim to be mekayim the get, so then how many more judges do you need?
Two.
But if the shliach himself cannot be one of the dayanim, then you'll need three other judges. Mandi, Amr b'fnei shnayim kusav shliach nasa eid ve'eid nasa dayin. The one that holds that you only need two other judges holds that just like the shliach can become an aid, the aid can become a dayin. By the way, important concept. Shliach nasa eid, Ve'ein nasadayan. Important concept to know if you're into underlining important concepts. That's a good one. Umand yamar b'fnei gimel, and the one that holds that it needs to be done in front of three judges, kasav shliach nasa aid. Yes, a shliach can become an aid, but ve'ein aid nasadayan. One of the aidim cannot become one of the dayan. Where do we have that in Sanhedrin, the discussion about aid nasadayan? You know, we didn't learn it in what we learned in Shir, so you would have had to do a little extra.
Yeah, I mentioned it. Maces.
By Maces?
Yeah, Sefer Chinuch writes that the reason why the Edom, well, it's actually was a question on the test. The reason why the Edom cannot make a taina against the Maces is because we want to stay partial and can be, and the reason is
okay. I think you also have a Kiddush HaChodesh, no? By Kiddush HaChodesh, if the Edom see the. No, can they? Oh, it's Mishnah Rosh Hashanah like that. I thought the Gemara Sanhedrin quotes it at some point. The Kiddush HaKodesh. It's Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Okay.
It's a good thing they already paid their Maces.
Weiter, says the Gemara, Va'kaimelon, but don't we paskin b'drabanan de'ed nasadayan? How could anyone argue this point? When you're dealing with the drabanan, doesn't everyone agree that ed nasadayan? How could anyone say differently? Ella hachabakamifli. So rather, this is what they're really arguing about. So again, how many possibilities did we have so far? This is number three. Alahacha ba'akamifdi. Demar sever kiven di ishak sheir lahavias aged zimnin demaisle itza v'samchi ala. Now the problem is one holds that since women sometimes bring their own get, we're afraid. The one that held you could have two judges. Why does he hold you could have two judges? Because you really have three. Why do you really have three? Because the shliach himself is a judge. But what if the shliach is a woman or a brother of one of the judges or something like that? So says the Gemara, since sometimes a woman brings a get, we may come to only require two other judges, which would be a terrible mistake. So that's one sheet that says you need three judges. The idach isha mediyadi v'lo samchila. And others say, no, everyone's going to know that a woman can't do it, and therefore no one's ever going to come to rely on it. How do we pass in this machlokas between, this machloka, who was it between again? Was it Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Levi? It was Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina, right? Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina. The previous one was Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Levi. This machlok is about how many people you need. It was Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina. So there's a fascinating maritzchias in the back of the Gemara. If you're into derech hapsak and how to paskin halachos, too bad Zarnigian's not here. It's fascinating maritzchias. He goes through why the different rishonim paskin in different ways over here. Do you go with who is the gadol adar, or do you go with the one that has a brisa to support him? Very, very interesting discussion. Okay, you can take a look later, but let's go weiter. Tanya kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Right, I mentioned that because here we are bringing a brisa as a raya. This is the first raya that we've had, I think. Right, up until now, all we've shown is three suggestions of what the nekudas hamachlokas is, what the machlokas is based on. Now we bring a raya. Tanya kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. Hamevi get medina siyam v'nasnulav. Lo amar lo b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Yotzi v'avlad mamzer divrei meir. If a guy brings a get from Medina Siyam and never says to her b'fanei nechtam, and she thinks she's divorced, so she gets remarried and has a child from that new marriage, she has to, as soon as we discover this problem, she has to leave that husband, and the child is a mamzer because she was never really divorced. That's Rav Meir Shita. V'cham momrim ain't avlan mamzer. The Cham say, no, the child's not going to be a mamzer in this case. Ketzed Yasa, what do we do to fix it? Yitlanu imana, we take the get back from her. V'yachzor v'yitnanu la b'fnei shnayim v'yomru b'fanei nechtam. And then you give it to her again in front of two judges, and you say b'fanei nechtam. So that's the raya. So says Gemara, wait a second. How does Rav Meir's sheet to make any sense? Is the problem of Fani Nachtam a Daraisa problem or a Darabanan problem? It's a Darabanan issue. We're afraid that it's not Lashma. That's a concern to me, Darabanan. The requirement of Lashma is Daraisa. But we have no one said this wasn't on Lashma. It's a concern it wasn't on Lishma. That's a concern, midrabanan. We're afraid we're not going to be able to find Edom to be Mekayim if the husband comes and has a taina on it. Did the husband actually come and have a taina? There's nothing here. On a daraisa level, there are no issues. It's only midrabanan. So because you didn't say the rabbinically required statement of b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, Rav Meir is going to go that far, he's going to turn a kid into a mamzer? Says Gemara, in. Absolutely yes. That's exactly right. This is Rameir Lashitaso. Know this is an important concept. kol ha-mishane mimadbeya shetavu chachamim begitin yotzi vavlad mamzer. When it comes to a get, the chachamim tell you how to do it exactly, and if you veer from the specific instructions of how the chum told you to do a get, it is a get puzzle completely. And therefore, if she gets remarried, child is going to be a mamzer. Barhedya bayilasu gita. Barhedya wanted to come bring a get. That's the guy's name. Wanted to bring a get. Asal kamed Rabbi Acha, dav mamuna agiti. So he brought in front of Rabbi Acha, who was the guy in charge of gittin. What do they need a guy in charge of gittin? So says Rashi, four lines from the end, to Kaimel, the Gemara Kiddushin says, this is another important concept, kol she'inu yodea betiv gittin v'kiddushin, lo yehelo esak imahen. If a guy doesn't know anything about gittin v'kiddushin, he's not an expert in those fields, he should not get involved in being a Masader get or a Masader kiddushin. You don't want to mess around with these things. These things are very, very serious. There are a few things in halacha like that that require a certain expertise. And even if you're generally a well-rounded chas yid, but if you're not expert in these laws, you do not want to be involved. Nowadays, we take a much more lenient stance for who could be a Masader Kiddushin than we would for a Masader Gittin. My suspicion is the reason we take a more lenient stance is that typically at a firm wedding, you have multiple rabbis there. You have many, many people there who know what they're doing. Even if the Masader Kiddushin is not the greatest expert in the world, someone's going to catch something if something goes wrong. There are enough people there. But by a get, particularly, we are still very makbid that if someone's going to be Masader get, he needs to do a lot of studying to be able to learn all of the relevant halachas. Of course, we're makbid about this in a few other areas of halacha as well nowadays. We don't just let anybody build an eruv. We don't just let anybody build a mikvah. You need to be an expert in this particular area. We don't just let anyone, hopefully, do a gerus. Things can go terribly wrong if you let anyone do a gerus. It should be people who are experienced in doing these things, know what they're doing, are experts, and can see to it that it's done properly. So anyway, so he brought it to Rabbi Achi, who was the Mamuna Agiti. So Amalei, Tzarech Atalamad Al Kol Os Va'Os. So he said, you need to be omed for every single letter, make sure everything's done properly. Asal Kamed Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Amri Le Lo Tzrichas. So he brought to Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, you don't have to know that every letter was done in Lishma or whatever. V'chi Tema, Avid L'chumra, Nimtza Tamotzi Laz Al Gittin HaRishonim. Another very important concept. Motzi Laz, Nimtza Tamotzi Laz Al Gittin HaRishonim. And if you're going to make new chumras in Gittin, it's going to be a terrible Laz on all the previous Gittin. Meaning, if you're going to make new chumras in Gittin, there's a very important Musar about chumras. Sometimes chumras come with a cost, and here's a significant cost of a chumra in a get. If you make a new chumra that becomes the accepted practice, then all the gittin from 50 years ago that didn't have that chumra, people are going to say they weren't really divorced, and when these couples get remarried, they're going to say that their children are mamzerim. It's going to be terrible. So we need to be very, very careful about when it's wise and when it's unwise to introduce a chumra in general, particularly in the areas of gittin, and the truth is, in the areas of gerus also. When people go back questioning gerus that happened 30 years ago because it wasn't done with today's chumras, so that could be a serious issue also. Right, but that's the problem. Meaning, if we make new standards, people are going to judge history by today's standards. It's just that's the
way
people
do it anyways, like slavery.
Okay, so that's the way people work sometimes. So it's something to be concerned about. Rabbi Barachana, I see Gita Palge Ichtav Kamei, Palge Lo Ichtav Kamei. He brought a get. He was a shliach lo halach of a get. Half of it was written in front of him. Half of it wasn't. Asal Kamed Rabbi Elazar, Amalei Afil Lo Kasav El Shita Achas Lishma Shovei Natsarach. Says even if you just saw one line written in front of you Lishma, you don't need anything else. That's perfectly good. Ravashi Amar Afilu Kan Kulmusa Vekan Megilasa. Even if you saw them just fixing the kulmus and the megillah, the quill and the cloth, and you saw that they were doing that lishma and they were cutting it and preparing it lishma, that's good enough. You didn't even need to see any of the writing being done lishma. So we veered into a new discussion over here, right? We're way off of the discussion of whether it's about lishma mitzvah in the kaima when you say b'fanei nechtam. We then went into another discussion of how many dayanim you need, whether you need two dayanim or three dayanim. And now we're on to a different discussion. Now we're on the discussion of how much of it do you need to know is done l'shma. So we had one sheet that said everything, kol os va'os. We had a second sheet that said No, it's good enough. You don't need kolos for os. It's good enough if you just have one line that's done lishma, and a third sheet that says even just the preparations, the hechsher, the preparations to get it ready. That's also good enough to be done lishma. Let's just do one more brisa. Tanya, that's a good question. I don't know. Tanya kavasi dravashi hamevi get me medina sayam afilu hu bebayis v'sofer ba'aliyah hu ba'aliyah v'sofer bebayis afilu v'nichnas v'yotzei kol hayom kulo. It's another important concept. Nichnas v'yotzei kol hayom kulo. We use that concept in one in what area of halacha all the time? In yichud. And what else? Kashrus hashkacha. Right, a nichnas v'yotzei, someone who's always coming in, going out. Even if someone's nichnas v'yotzei all day, it's kosher. Meaning, if I'm sitting on the bottom floor and the guy riding the get is on the top floor of the house, or I'm on the top floor, he's on the bottom floor. As long, even if I'm just coming in and out and I'm not even there all the time, it's still kosher. Hu bebayis v'sofer ba'aliyah. Halokachazila. Wait a second. If I'm on the bottom floor, he's on the top floor, I don't see him. How's that good enough? So isn't this a riot to Ravashi? Ravashi, who said what? Who is Ravashi? He's the one that said even if you just saw the preparation done, that's good enough. Elav gon deshama kan kulmusa v'kan megilasa. No, it must be that you heard the preparations. That's good enough. That's good enough just to hear the preparations being done, and then when the actual writing, you're on a different floor, and that's perfectly fine. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Amar Mar, six lines down. Amar Mar, Vav Amar Alf. Chazer, 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 please.